Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The odds for the next Penn State head coach, very interesting. We're going to go over those. The lines have already been moving on that. The odds are posted. We got a new favorite in less than 24 hours, so we're going to go all over that. Interesting convo. We got lightning bets coming up in about 20 minutes. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich, you've got Bet Sweats right here on the BetMGM Network. It's Tuesday, so we want to take an early look at Survivor for everyone still alive. And if you were alive heading into this past week, you're probably still looking good. Because I'm looking at Circus Survivor, Sam. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. The top six picks, all safe. Packers, Steelers, Raiders, Rams, Colts, Broncos, all winners. And then you get the Eagles. 89 out because of the Eagles. 70 took the Commanders last night to take out the Bears at home. I don't get that, man. Like, there were so many other games, higher point spreads. Why would you pick a game when you don't have McLaurin, you don't have Noah Brown, going against a team coming off the bye? It doesn't make much sense to me, but wasn't like it was a high percentage. For the most part, most people end up getting through. Like last week.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah, that'll happen when all the favorites win, for the most part. Until Monday night, of course. Thursday night, dog. Monday night, dog, dog. Sunday, yeah. All favorites.
A few people took the Bills, but yeah, you know, we've been doing this so long. We know it. Like, we got to the show end of yesterday and we're like, okay, everybody's doing Commanders props. The Bears are probably going to win. As a 5.5 point dog, the Bears are probably going to win. Oh, wait, yesterday it was all favorites winning. So what does that mean? We're probably going to get at least one dog to win tonight. And we got both dogs to win last night. So very interesting as far as that goes. So last week was about Packers. If you had the Packers, you're probably going to use them. And Survivor and a lot of people did. They were the most owned team. This week, we're probably having that same conversation about the Chiefs. If you have the Chiefs, you're going to use them, even though it's a divisional matchup against the Raiders. Let's call it 12 because that's what it is at BetMGM. But we've seen books go to 13. Are you with Will Brinson? Is this thing getting to 14?
I don't know about 14, but it's definitely going to move up. That 13 is pinnacle right now. That's the highest in the market. BetMGM has 12. I see a couple 12 and a halves. So we're definitely on the way. Look ahead number here was 10 and a half. So I don't know that it gets to 14. And if it does, of course, you will get wise guys that bet 14 because they bet numbers, not teams. I don't know that it gets that high. Maybe 13. I guess that's my guess, but I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if it got to 14. I just know that there would be people that would be looking to take the 14. That's all.
Personally, I've used some Kansas City. I have spots where I've not used Kansas City. I'll be using some Chiefs. Rashee Rice, first game back, and I will be using New England. 7-point favorite at Tennessee. There are 2-point spreads that are a touchdown right now. I like one. I can't say I love the other. The one I like, New England. The one I don't like, just because they're coming back from London, it's the Denver Broncos. I understand if you want to go down that road. I don't have them anyways, but if I did, I probably wouldn't love Denver. Just coming back from London, and now you're going against the rookie quarterback. You got the Dart Scatavoo stuff going on. I don't know. I would much rather have New England than Denver. How about you?
If you don't overthink it, it's Vrabel going back to Tennessee and just whooping their ass.
They're That's winning. The move. Right? They're just winning. That's all you need them to do. A number of other larger point spreads that I don't like. Now, Green Bay is going to Arizona, 6.5. I don't like the way the Packers have looked for a month now. So I don't really like that. And then you get Brissett, who actually looks better than Kyler Murray. So I'd rather not take them on the road at 6.5. Sam, Thursday night football. Do I want to take Pittsburgh? No. We keep seeing what's happening with Thursday night football. You have these crazy upsets. Monday night football. Do you want to take Detroit against Baker? No. I'll pick another spot for Detroit. And then here's the one that's just dangling. The Bears are a 5.5-point favorite. They're a 5.5-point dog last night. Right now, they're a 5.5-point favorite hosting the New Orleans Saints. No chance. What do you think?
No chance? None?
I'm not taking them. How many times have we lived this? The Bears go on the road, have a big surprise. Now they come home. They're a heavy favorite. And what happens? I'm not taking them.
I don't think they're going to lose, though.
Okay. It's going to be a field goal game. It's going to come down to
a You have a Bears hoodie on, and you're saying they're not going to beat the Saints?
To make you mad. Yes. Yes, I could absolutely see the Bears losing this game. Paul, am
Spencer
I wrong?
Rattler rolling am into wrong, Chicago Paul? With his braces?
Multiple things. Joe, you're dead right. I said this yesterday. And yeah, two, did. Sam, self-admittedly terrible at Survivor. He's like, nah, the Bears aren't losing this game. Just a couple things to put out there.
Spencer Rattler also doesn't have braces. I don't know where I came up with that. But he looks like he'd have braces, doesn't he?
Did he in college or something? Like, that's in your brain somewhere. He may have. He looks like he would have braces, actually.
I just Googled Spencer Rattler braces, and I'm getting nothing. Nothing.
What did you
Anyways, Rattler, beside the point. Beside
Get his orthodontist on the phone.
Fake.
Wait.
Paul doesn't like orthodontists either.
No, those are not braces. No. But he looks like he'd have braces. He does. Anyways. If you don't ever think it's Patriots. That would be the move.
Yep, I agree. Patriots and KC, if you haven't used them. But KC's so good, there's a number of spots that you can use them. But yeah, before going too in-depth, first look, KC, New England, no doubt about it. All right, let's get to Penn State. Sam, I know you have the odds in front of you. Penn State's next head coach. I think it's an interesting conversation with all of the names that are listed. There are even some names that we talked about yesterday that are not listed on this offshore site. What you got?
Pat Fitz is not on the list, unfortunately. So we can't bet Pat Fitz to be the coach. Maybe I'll call Mason and say, hey, I want to make a bet. So this is Dave Mason's book, Offshore. Yesterday, the favorite was Matt Rhule. The second favorite was Bill O'Brien. And the third favorite was Kurt Cignetti. That was yesterday around lunchtime. Current market, Joe Brady is now favored, plus 150. He was 10-1 or 12-1 when the market opened. So Brady has definitely taken some money. There's a lot of connections there between the owner of the Bills. He's a big booster of Penn State. Maybe that's an easy landing spot. But Brady now plus 150 to be the next head coach at Penn State. Matt Rhule, still right there, 2-1. Fran Brown, Paul's guy, 5-1. Cignetti, 6. Bill O'Brien down to 12. Lane Kiffin, 12. Matt Campbell, 12. The fallers in the market, they had Urban Meyer, 10-1. He's not coaching again. Urban Meyer has a cushy TV job. He's made his money. He's won his titles. Ain't happening. They moved Urban Meyer from 10 to 33. And they also moved John Gruden from about 15 to 25. They keep throwing these names out there like Urban Meyer, John Gruden, Nick Saban. Don't think it's happening, Joe.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
No, yeah, it's the same old names. I chuckle when I see Ed Orgeron at 50-1. Like, they'll throw out a lot of the retreads out there. I mean, I would, for an entertainment standpoint, I would love to see that. Yeah, Brian Kelly. Now let's leave LSU and let's go to Penn State. That would be a good one, too. He's way down the board at 60-1. All right, what do you think of Brady? So, you know, I threw out the idea of Hartline just as a young guy. I heard Klatt mention it. I thought it was interesting that if I were Penn State, if I were a Penn State fan, I would want to try and find my guy that I think is going to be like, maybe not the forever guy, but a guy that's going to be there a long time, give some stability to the program, bring some new blood, some life into the program. And I was thinking maybe that guy would do it. Joe Brady's 36 years old, and he's been bounced around early on in the NFL. Like, he was first viewed as the next guy, an offensive genius. Then he went through his troubles, and then he landed in Buffalo. Then he ends up taking that job over when they fired Dorsey as the OC, and he's been phenomenal there. I don't remember hearing his name much as far as NFL head coach. Maybe this is something that Brady would prefer. The next step for him would be college head coach instead of NFL head coach.
Yeah, I don't know what his goals are. Obviously, I don't know Joe Brady. He's 36 years old. This seems like a really good job, though, for a guy like that.
Yeah.
And it sort of fits the mold. You know, he's a likable guy. He's young. I think players relate to him. Offensive guys certainly want to play for him. He also did spend a couple years at Penn State as a grad assistant. But the connection there is between Pegula and Brady. Like, that, I think, is what's driving this move. And clearly they took bets. I mean, to have him at 10 or 12-1 and now 24 hours later have Brady plus 150, clearly you got enough to realize, oh, Brady's going to get bet. There's a lot of things that sort of mesh together. I think it'd be a great hire, no doubt. Cignetti, I would never, we talked about this yesterday, I would never bet Cignetti at 6-1. I also, nope. Paul, you were kind of covering this story, right? Was this when O'Brien went to Houston? So Bill O'Brien was the head coach at Penn State, and then he left to go to Houston. He's 12-1. Why would you bet Bill O'Brien to go back to Penn State? I don't get it.
That makes no sense, especially so – again, it depends on who you listen to. When he left, a reporter, a local reporter or area reporter, I forget, his name's escaping me right now, but he basically aired dirty laundry from, again, it seemed like it was supposed to be an off-the-record conversation with Bill O'Brien where he was just venting about the Paterno people at Penn State and like all the crap he had to deal with. And so this dude wrote an article about it and published it. And I know O'Brien, from talking to people, was heated about the fact that this dude aired all that and it was supposed to be off the record. I don't know. Maybe the guy felt like O'Brien's leaving town. Who cares? Or now it makes sense there. I don't know who was in the right, who was in the wrong. Regardless, that doesn't matter. It's all out there. And whether or not the Paternos are still involved with Penn State, or I don't know. I know they were trying to keep themselves involved for the longest time, and that whole story is another silo. But as it just pertains to Bill O'Brien, it doesn't make sense. Like, he left them for a pro job. He, at least publicly, there was enough animosity there that came out in the dirty laundry that it just, none of it makes sense for him. I would never even consider betting that. I don't know why he would want to go back, especially after dealing with all that crap. None of that lines up for me with Bill O'Brien.
Yeah. Plus, you have options. Why would you go down that road if you don't have to? But I was, as you were talking about that, I was just thinking, I don't know that that's a bad thing. Wouldn't it be a good PR move if you're Penn State to align yourself with someone who is sick of the Paterno crap?
Isn't it any association is bad? Like, it's been 10 years. Like, and again, I just anything putting that name next to university again, and it always and will be.
And he's not a number one. He's not like a top guy you want anyways, right? No, like, there are a lot of other exciting names.
Yeah, and if you can't succeed, I don't know. At BC, I guess there's a two, like, you're not really able to recruit at BC to keep up with the big boys. But, like, did he have that much success at Penn State? He was fine. Like,
no.
If you're firing James Franklin because he can't win a national title, I don't know that Bill O'Brien's winning a national title.
Correct.
I think that's perfectly said. Perfectly said. My guy Chesney is still 66-1, by the way, at this book. I, again, don't think it's going to happen, but that's the next guy. My prediction, like, wherever he goes, he's going to hit. I'm not saying it's going to be Penn State, but that's going to be the next coach that leaves a mid-major. He's at James Madison. I think he's going to be a great hire whenever it happens, wherever it happens. Mason also has this up, Joe. Odds on where James Franklin will coach next.
Saw that.
Arkansas. Arkansas favored 3-1. Vanderbilt, who says you can't go home? 4-1.
Come on. Get out of here. No chance.
Vanderbilt, 4-1. Virginia Tech, 4-50. Nebraska, 5. UCLA, 7. Florida, 9. Imagine if Rule goes to Penn State. And Franklin goes to Nebraska.
Hey, what about North Carolina? 20. North Carolina at 20. You know what this reminded me of is, I know we're only talking about Penn State, and most people are. Woo, this hiring cycle is going to be interesting. There's a lot of jobs open right now. So how many jobs are going to be open once we get to the end of the year? Arkansas, Vandy, Vatek, UCLA, Florida. Oh, man, there are a lot of spots. Okie State. Good jobs out there.
The ones that jumped with Franklin in particular was like Vatek, but is that too much of a step down for him? Is UCLA really going to hire the guy they put in a coffin and vice versa? Okie State? Man, it's too far of a step down.
Dude, Wisconsin is so pissed up there.
They might like, give him the bag.
They might
come on in.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think that's a bad job for him either. Go to the other mega conference. Interesting. Joe O, Sammy P, Lightning Bets next. Bet Sweats, BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.